All right, it's time to bring in Mike Causey. I have to find out what he was drinking yesterday when he sent me my first text yesterday evening. Good morning, Mike.
Hold on 1 second. I got something for you.
Make sure it's clear.
That's what I got to say about the first game yesterday. The Yankees played the Orioles.
And they lost, but I got to ask you a question.
Well, I'm not done yet.
No, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, ask.
Why did you text me saying that the Yankees were swept?
Because I said they were going to be swept.
No, take a look at your text. The Yankees swept.
I said
swept.
The Yankees get swept.
Yeah, that's right. So that means they didn't get, so that you were wrong about that, and then you were wrong about it?
But here's the whole thing. You can't sweep a doubleheader unless you win the first game. And when you got Drury playing third, you got Kyle Nagasaki playing catching, you got Tyler Wade playing second base, who has a combined average of 160, and you let C.C. Sabathia dictate to you as a manager when you're supposed to take him out, you can't beat the worst team in baseball. Another Boone blunder yesterday for the Yankees. And when he starts pulling these rocks, when the games really mean something, the Yankees won't advance.
All right.
How do you put that lineup on the field against the worst team in baseball when you play a doubleheader? How do you put that lineup in the field on game one? Secondly, when Sabathia was lucky to get out of the third and fourth inning, the fourth and fifth inning, lucky to get out of it unscathed. You send him out for the sixth when he's already thrown 90 pitches. He walks the first guy, and instead of taking him out because Boone's afraid of Sabathia, you leave him in, puts another guy on, and then the guy hits a three-run homer to center field, and the Yankees lose. This was an awful display of managing. This is why Cashman got Boone, because he can pull rocks like this and Cashman will have no effect on it. And I missed one. Neil Walker played first base. He's hitting a .180. Where's the kid that was playing Tyler Wade? Where's that kid, Tyler Austin? Why is he in the minor leagues? Oh, because Greg Bird has to play. That's another guy hitting about 170. When the Yankees put the team that they're supposed to put on the field, they'll win a hell of a lot of ball games. But when you got Austin in the minors, and you got Walker playing first, and Drury playing third, and Nagasaki catching, and Wade playing second, you can't beat the worst team in baseball. Awful job by Boone yesterday.
Are you done yet?
I'm done. Just like the Yankees were done in game one.
They were done in game one. We'll see.
Oh, and by the way, let me see. Hold on a second. Oh, I missed this up. Here it is. They are now behind the Red Sox in the loss column.
Yeah. All right, we'll see what happens.
Yep, we'll see when they play that one-game playoff against Seattle.
We'll see. I remember you ranting and raving at the end of last season. We'll see what happens when they play this. We'll see what happens when they play
that.
We'll see what happens when they play this.
They lost.
They lost finally after you said it five times in a row.
They played two series. They couldn't.
Oh no! All season long, I heard it. We'll see what happens when they get to the playoffs. We'll see this.
2017 World Champion Houston Astros.
Yeah. 27-time champion New York Yankees.
Yeah. How many this millennium? One against the
27 times, though. My gosh.
Not this millennium.
27 times. Who's the closest?
The deal with Satan is over.
Who's the closest? I think it's
the deal with Satan. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It's what you're doing now, bro.
It's called history, Mike. It's called history, you know?
Mickey Mantle won a lot of World Series, didn't he? He's
close.
Worm feed now, ain't he?
That's good.
Don't matter.
It's history, Mike. It's history.
It is history.
It's history. History is good.
History gets you nothing.
History is good for the Yankees. Yankees
it's beautiful. It's like last night's game is history. A loss to the worst team in baseball.
And the second game was
nice.
Well,
you know what? I can't say that anymore. They're not the worst team in baseball anymore because they beat the Yankees anymore. They got 25 wins just like the Royals.
There you go. But you forgot about the second game for the Yankees.
Doesn't matter what the second game is.
Oh, it doesn't?
Doesn't matter because that's like, you know, The Orioles beating the Yankees like the Ethiopians beating Italy in World War II.
Oh, okay.
It's not supposed to happen.
Okay, all right. All right.
2.5 and fading.
Oh, we'll see.
Two and a half and fading.
We'll see what happens, Mike. We'll see it the other season.
It's what I've been saying all along, and we're seeing what's happening.
We'll see what
another boom blunder
way.
Yesterday.
Spoken like a true Yankee hater. Okay.
I never denied it.
Okay. Where else in sports?
The Mets beat the Phillies a game yesterday.
There you go.
Boston shut out Texas 5-0.
Uh-huh.
Another big win for them.
Didn't watch any soccer or women's
tennis? There was no soccer.
Didn't watch any women's tennis yesterday?
Now all the hot-looking broads are out.
There you go again. Somebody's going to get your address, and they're going to come down there. They're going to come down there and start picketing your house.
Let them come. Let them come. They could picket my house. It's going to be 93 degrees out there today. I have a water hose out the window for them so they can stay cool.
All right. So what's on your sports watching agenda for today?
Baseball, that's all. The Yankees play Baltimore tonight. We'll see how Tanaka comes back from his injury of blowing out two hamstrings trying to score from third. And tonight's game, the Cubs against the Giants, that'll definitely be the one that puts me to sleep later tonight.
All right. We'll check with you later tomorrow. Now, do the Yankees play tonight?
I just said they play tonight.
Are you
gonna, pitches tonight for the Yankees.
Are you going to text me at all tonight?
If they're losing, you could count on it.
What time is the game?
7:05.
Okay, do it before 8 o'clock, because after 8 o'clock, don't bother texting me till early in the morning. Because I won't see the text after 8 o'clock.
Okie doke.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Gozzi with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.